You're listening to SBS News.
It's the burgers that are propping up this Manly restaurant and function centre in the wake of a second lockdown on the northern beaches, which has hit its income once more. Business owner Dilip says the struggles are continuing even after 6 months' rental relief from their landlord.
So we sent him email about regarding this the cluster here. So, and he's quite good and he offered 50% discounts for around 3 months. And then after we paying 75% on the rent here. Yeah.
Nearby, cafe owner Marcelo Vieira says sales at one stage dropped 30%, a figure that wasn't matched by the landlord's largesse.
He said, the maximum we can do is 20% deferral. So you don't pay 20% now, but you do have to pay probably early January. That was the comeback from them.
Back in April, the federal and state government agreed that financially distressed commercial tenants would receive waived or deferred rent. The landlords who helped them, in turn, were offered up to 25% relief on state land taxes. But that's not enough, according to another hotspot business leader and financial advisor, Noni Crawford, who says rental pressures have contributed to businesses collapsing.
And not all landlords, even with the land tax relief, may have been able to afford the rent reduction themselves. The lack of rental relief would have been a huge impact in being closed. It came to affordability throughout COVID and not having the income coming in as they normally would and having such a large expense in rent without any assistance.
She's urging special Commonwealth relief for virus hotspots, echoing calls from the Northern Beaches Council and the Peak Local Government Association.
The devastation and the stress that is in a red zone at that time, we absolutely need more financial assistance for all different pockets that are impacted during the time that they have to shut down.
But Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has rejected such requests, describing COVID measures so far as extensive and substantial and throwing the onus back on local government. Peter Strong from the Council of Small Business Organisations says the stance of banks could be key to whether struggling firms survive.
The value of a commercial property is always based upon how much rent you can get. And if your rent drops, then the value of the property drops. If it drops too far, then the banks may call in the loan. And if that happens, then we've got real problems. So we need to sit down and work this out. It's not a problem that will go away by April. It's a problem that will remain for quite a while.
Mr. Strong wants more funding for state small business commissions and agencies tasked with mediating disputes. He says a conference of landlords and tenants representatives, parties that are often at odds, needs to find a mutually acceptable solution. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.